As yet nobody welcomes you to the newly expanded Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli.
Morning, everybody. Today, one of my recently discovered relatives drops by with her string quartet for a bit of Name That Tune.
Right. Looking forward to it. The Birdman Rally heats up.
Oh, our Birdman Rally?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, floats, gay Mardi Gras floats.
Don't want to say too much.
Off a jetty into the ocean.
Can say Dancing with the Stars, we've got the lowdown.
We'll meet the new bionic woman. We got the lowdown on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
Us?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What have you seen? Disturbing footage from around the world. We're going visual once again. Richard Marsland joins the Mile High Club using a forged ID. Family planning tips, bad songwriting. It's all coming up on Get This. Talking nonsense and now playing songs.
I think it's the right strategy in any case to give them the opportunity to demonstrate that they can be trusted.
Thanks, Mr. Downer. Oh, that'd be Goanna, would it? Yes.
Yeah.
Solid rock.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome aboard, everybody. Let's get this around the nation. Myself, Tony Martin. Ed Cavalli's here.
Good morning.
And Richard Marsland on buttons. And do we sound slightly different this morning?
It sounds slightly different to us. They've been tweaking around with the studio because we're accommodating later on some musicians.
Yes, we are. So, my sister and her string quartet.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, they're here.
How would you describe them, Ed?
Talented.
I was expecting people a lot older.
Yep.
And a lot less sexy.
Yeah.
But there is sizzling.
Yeah. Crikey.
Good stuff.
Check who my sister's hanging out with.
Look at that.
Hang on, keep and the clothes on.
Wow. Not that type of show.
Save the upskirting for hour two, if you could, Mr. Marsland.
Yeah, your shoes look different today, Rich.
Yeah, they've got the mirrors on.
We're going to have classical music in the next hour. I know Hinder is pretty much classical music.
Oh.
I'm loving the sound of this microphone.
You're so rich and timbrous today.
Could we get a string cord in it? Or a string quartet in every... Are they storming out?
Oh, dear.
We have one in every day.
Is that temperamental?
I'll just do the mic test. Hold on. Have you ever rendered a video that wasn't quite right? Yes, I love this sound.
Can you do the whole thing?
No, but you can.
I can do the whole thing.
Not in this segment, possibly.
We'll do it as a ringtone.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Ringtones. Mm. Oh, look, bring up the Henry ringtone. We've had so many requests for something we played the other day,
which was
Henry the Drunk.
Now, did you give him that title?
Yeah. It is fairly accurate if you've seen the footage.
Okay, here we go.
He's
from the cop show. He's from the New Zealand cop show.
From Police 107.
Was he the one caught driving a dodgy car?
Yeah, possibly not. But there's a lot of requests for him to be a ringtone on this show. Have we got an example of this? I think will be the way people will be answering their phone in 2007.
He just got up and said, "Get the f*** out of my house. We'll pay you back." The reason was he thought I was fiddling with his woman.
Fiddling. Later on with someone.
Hello? Is there anybody there? There you go. Mitch, who requested that for a ringtone. That'll be up on the website today.
Yes.
Other things we've had requests for. How did you go with your flatmate yesterday? Hear you talking about him on the show?
John?
Yeah.
He can't ring. He's got no credit on his phone.
Oh.
So I can do it, unless he's got a carrier pigeon or some sort of messenger.
Once again, with the pigeons, I've already brought this up a couple of days ago.
What do you think, Rich? Have you made any progress?
Apart from the volley of emails. Nothing at all.
Emails don't, you know, that's not going to cut it, Rich.
Yeah.
Emails need to turn into birds.
If you want me to do it, I'll do it. But I agree with Tony.
Really,
I'm not sure.
I really want you to do it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Why can't we mic up a pigeon?
Okay. Get Andrea in here from the technical department. We're miking pigeons now. Is this what we're doing?
I don't know.
Is this a ratings
winner? He brought it up.
Big stories. That's what we need for this break. What have you got, Richard Marsland?
Well, Valentine's Day yesterday, and I'm not sure if your special lady friend wrote you a song or anything special like that, romantic. I'm not sure if the Observer.
No.
I mean, did your wife write you anything?
No.
What are you doing?
Well,
we just carried it over to the weekend. We're so busy at our house.
Mm-hmm.
All major events just get carried over to the weekend.
Uh-huh.
I'm about three birthdays behind. I'm still 37 at our place. Christmas, I think, we've tabled for August.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Valentine's Day, that'll be in about 2:10.
If you had to swap, just quickly, Rich. I had a discussion with someone yesterday. If you had to lose, let's say that Valentine's Day was a holiday, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you had to swap Valentine's Day for another holiday, so you had to keep Valentine's Day, but you had to get rid of another major holiday, what would you get rid of?
Oh, see. They don't really celebrate Guy Fawkes Day in this country.
What's that?
That's one we had in New Zealand when I was a kid. It's a holiday where we celebrate the fact that on the other side of the world, hundreds of years ago, somebody failed to blow up a building. It's a very odd holiday.
Sounds good.
It's a very unusual and what cause for celebration.
And what do you do? What do you do on the day? Not blow things up?
Every year, the firecrackers got smaller and smaller and smaller. Yeah. When I was a kid, there was the Thunderbunger, which is pretty much a stick of dynamite. They had to just fling it into the shed and the thing would be flattened in a second. By the time I moved to Australia, mid-80s, it was like the Tom Thumb, I think, was illegal, which was about a centimetre long and could probably move a 5-cent piece about maybe 2 inches.
Dangerous.
So, you know, that's a holiday we've got rid of.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Pauline Hanson had a guy, had her special beau.
Yeah.
Chris Callahan, apparently a country singer, wrote her a song, which is lovely.
Oh, what's it called?
Yeah. It's called How Proud Are We?
Now, hang on. This is the one that he's already dedicated 10 years ago.
That's a second-hander.
It's a second-hander.
It's a hand-me-down accolade.
But he wrote it for Kieran Perkins in 1996. And that's not romance when you sit a lady down and say, here's a little song I wrote originally for Ken Rosewall, but here we go. Enjoy. Very, I mean, how would you feel?
I don't know. You're going to sing that by the end of the show?
How proud are we? Yeah. How do we feel? Yeah, I'm not sure, maybe. I'll give it a go. I mean, maybe we could do a bit of a mashup with Pauline Hanson's song and Amanda Vanstone's song.
Oh, that'd be good. Isn't Pauline Hanson Middle Eastern now?
Yeah.
Didn't they discover on the weekend?
Just discovered.
From a DNA swab taken, I don't know, presumably during Dancing with the Stars.
Yep. Everyone gets swabbed on that show.
Wow.
Daryl swabs you before you go. He insists on it. Daryl, I have been swabbed. Another one, he says. She's always another one.
9% Middle Eastern.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think she pops down the blood bank and just requests that they get rid of that 9%? Just take it from that 9%.
Please.
Leave me with the rest. Here's the big news, I think. The Bionic Woman. Remember that TV series? You wouldn't remember that, Ed.
Yes, I have. I've seen it.
Yeah, on Foxtel.
The video.
Might come around again. Mm. It's being remade.
I know, because a friend of mine auditioned for it in LA.
For the lead role?
There's two leads. There's a good Bionic Woman and an evil one. She went for the evil one.
Cool. Because,
said
you know,
she wasn't evil enough.
Jamie Summers, the tennis pro who suffers a near fatal skydiving accident. Gee, that's going to be good scenes.
And then transforms, you know, via bionic wizardry.
Yeah.
Guess who's playing Jamie Summers?
Former star of EastEnders, Michelle Ryan. You're kidding.
Oh, that's going to be good. Bionic EastEnders. Do you hear about our Cheryl? She's gone all bionic. Oh, I do like those bionics. All that running about in slow motion and da-na-na-na-na-na-na. God, it's a right bloody carry-on. We had one of those bionics down our way. Bionic is the ace of spades, he was.
Oh, that's what I'd like to see.
Bionic is the ace of spades.
Do you watch EastEnders? Do you ever see it, Richie?
Oh, I've seen a bit of it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Did you I'm not as familiar with it as Tony.
Well, you said to us off air, feel free to jump in with one.
Yeah.
And Richard and I haven't got a clue what we're
doing. I know. Out of our depth.
What you really need is at the end of every EastEnders is a bombshell. So you just need something like,
oh, I'm sorry, Dave. If you're going to step out with one of them bionics, you might as well sling your bleeding ook.
That's how every episode ends.
I ain't slinging the ook for you or nobody. All right.
Can we play all of this? No, I don't think we can. It's Get This. Oh, thank you, Pink. Let's get this around the nation on Triple M. Morning, everybody. Have you got that bionic sound there?
Oh, no, you've not gone bionic again, have you, Cheryl?
I have.
I don't know. So your friend is the evil bionic woman.
She went for it, but they told her that she she wasn't evil enough.
Oh, right.
So apparently you've got to be really,
Why didn't they just do what they used to do in I Dream of Jeannie, which was basically just Barbara Eden with a black wig?
Yeah.
Like, you know, your friend might be out of work, though, doing that, where they replace the lead actress with someone with a black wig.
So the bird from EastEnders could be both of them.
Yeah.
Is she hot?
I don't know.
Barbara Eden.
I don't think anyone was.
That's what you were saying about EastEnders.
What's great about EastEnders is just everyone looks normal.
Yeah.
Whereas here, you know, Home and Away has been sort of just all sexy people for years, but it's sort of at the beach, so that's okay.
That? Do you remember what's her name? I can't remember Isabel something or another. When she first started on the show, apparently a producer just saw her in Cairns and she was hot and she was like, "Hey, Summer Bay for you, young lady." Yeah. So she went into Summer Bay. So to get around the fact that she couldn't act, for 3 months, she just couldn't speak, and they found her. The storyline was they just found her in a cave, and she was like learning English as she went, and so she would walk. She'd just be sitting and standing in the background of a scene, kind of nodding, until someone fell in love with her, and then she learned to speak. It's incredible.
That's great. That's a vote of confidence, isn't it? And you're acting. But there's because Neighbours has started to have hot people, I noticed.
I know.
And it looks so odd.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. In a suburban street.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a friend who's on it at the moment. He said he's just started doing the fan events.
Yeah.
They do them in pubs around the country, and you go along and like you do questions and answers. And apparently Ian Smith, the guy that plays Harold, has got killer stand-up.
Has he?
Apparently he's just laying him in the aisles.
He's got gear.
Yeah, he gets up and does a tight 10.
Fantastic.
Off stage, somebody else, he comes back to kick it home.
Wow. I've got to see a bit of that. Yeah. We need some of that.
No, we need some of that.
We certainly do.
Not enough Joels in stand-up. Yeah. Jowls, I meant to say.
Joels.
Laying him in the aisles.
There's plenty of Joels.
It's interesting.
But, you know, on EastEnders, if somebody hot showed up,
they'd
be just told instantly to sling your ook.
What does it mean?
Just get out of here.
Oh, sling your ook.
Sling your ook. I know. It's an educational program. Get this.
Sling your hoop.
Bizarre casting. Oh, look, Karl Stefanovic, he is a robot.
Yep.
We had a lot of people calling up yesterday saying, you're just taking the piss. Yeah. Have we played that clip before?
Welcome back. Well, they are the quintessential item for your wardrobe. They've been around for decades and continue to evolve.
Nodding profusely.
Acid wash jeans are back.
Marble wash jeans.
I loved my acid wash when I was young.
Oh, no. Marble wash jeans when I was a young fella.
And stretch, I always find the most comfortable to wear.
Nodding profusely.
But we are running out of time. I mean, I could talk about jeans all day.
Marble wash jeans.
Acid.
Marble.
Bad memories.
Nodding profusely.
We'll return with more of today in a moment.
Rory has emailed us.
Hey, Rory.
He works with Songy from Carnegie, our original sponsor. Yeah.
Any idea of what Songy does yet?
Not really. He's a mystery figure. But Rory, what he does is he emails us pictures of robots.
Well, that's Rory's job?
Made to look like Karl Stefanovic. And because I think I referred to him as the Stefanovinator one
day. You did.
So he's taken that ball and run with it. And, there you go.
Look at that.
Boredom Day is the name of the film. He's done some great work, and he's angry that we haven't posted them on the website. Trouble is he's gone with, instead of Stefanovinator, he's got it down to just Novinator. And frankly, the logo looks way too much like a rival radio station, so we can't put it up there.
There it is.
If you want to do the Triple Emanator.
Yeah, then maybe it'll go up.
Maybe we could use that.
Jeez Louise.
Here's just a quick bit of news. An ex-girlfriend of Sam Newman, which, by the way, is a category on the census now. I don't know if you knew that. Appeared in court yesterday charged with fraud offences. Newman himself declined comment, preferring to remain tight-faced about the affair.
Ah, there we go.
Oh, is that an out? I think it is.
Oh.
That's an interesting ending to American
Woman.
Yeah,
it really is.
Here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. I'm assuming it's because the studio has been rewired.
Yeah. We sound lovely.
Yeah, we sound kind of proper today.
Mm.
I like it.
We should have a string quartet here every day, Dan.
I like it.
Takes ages to get a string quartet sort of tuned by the look of things.
Yeah.
Just lots of, like, sort of, you know, strut work.
They're in the next studio. It's my recently discovered sister, and she has her own string quartet, and it's kind of looking a bit Bondish from where we're sitting.
Yeah, definitely. Isn't it?
Well, we didn't somewhere. We were talking off air, and Nikki, you said that perhaps they weren't quite the violinists that made out to be.
Can they hear this in there?
I'm not so sure about that.
No, okay, Nikki's backing away from that, so I'll say it.
It's
apparently they got taught that song, that one for the Olympics or whatever it was, and weren't to super...
Oh, Bond, not my sister.
No, no, they're great.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry, they can't hear us there next door having a pillow fight.
Oh, there's only one winner in a pillow fight. Me. All right.
Yeah, you going to slag Bond or are we moving on?
I thought I already did.
They're much better than Bond is what we're saying.
I thought I already did.
casting, we were talking about that Bionic Woman business. Here's some more casting. Have you guys read Dirt Music by Tim Winton?
No.
Top read?
That's a top old Australian read, that.
Heaps of gags?
Not really.
My mum loved it.
Yeah?
I think so.
It's all right. I like The Turning. That's a beauty.
Oh, hang on, maybe that's it.
Yeah, that's it. It's not very pleasant, though.
Oh, really?
It's very much like our family, in fact, for most of it.
There we go.
But Dirt Music couldn't be more Australian, really. It's an Aussie bloke and an Aussie chick in West Australia. Yeah. So the movie is starring Colin Farrell and Rachel Weisz.
There we go.
Of course it is.
Being directed by Phil Noyce, though.
Colin Farrell.
But if
is he going to have to do an Australian accent?
I'm thinking he might have to.
Oh, dear.
Well, he's going to have to if they're doing the book.
Yeah, right.
And the book, it's a great book, but as a movie, like the last hour of the film will just be Colin Farrell wandering around an island.
Ooh.
Talking to himself.
Oh.
If you remember the book.
Don't mind that.
Okay, maybe they've changed the ending. Maybe there's a custard pie fight now. I don't know.
Car chase.
But I tell you what, there's that other show on TV at the moment. Here's some casting for you. You know, we've been talking about Ugly Dave Greywater.
Yeah.
Then we were talking about Ugly Dave Grey's Anatomy. We're trying to give the bloke some sizzle.
Yeah.
Put a rocket under his career.
Yeah.
Surely he should be capitalising on this Ugly Betty show. Why aren't the pictures of Ugly Dave with the braces on on every street corner? So Wouldn't you like to see
Such
that?
Such a good idea.
Such a good idea. Other casting. Oh, Eddie Murphy. What's he up to?
That Norbert looks, wow.
Well, that's the interesting thing. I went to see Dreamgirls. And walking out of the set thinking, Eddie Murphy's great. He was really good in that. And he was doing something different. And you walk out and you see another poster for another fat man.
He's in a fat suit. Because it's like when Burt Reynolds got an Oscar nomination for
Boogie Nights.
And you go, great, what's he doing next? And it's like, oh, it's a car chase with Dom DeLuise. it's the seven straight-to-video cop movies in 1 year.
That's what he knows.
Eddie Murphy, he's got an Oscar nomination. Yep. I'll do another fat suit comedy.
Yep.
Another Beverly Hills Cop.
Quickly.
Ooh, does no one remember the third one at that fun park?
No, I don't.
So bad.
I don't remember that.
There was a chase around a Ferris wheel.
It was pretty much straight to video. And then something called Starship Dave that just sounds a bit Pluto Nash for mine.
Sounds a bit Leonard Part 6.
Oh, dear.
Part 6.
Ouch.
That's getting a lot more press.
Yeah.
Wasn't there some action with Dreamgirls, though?
Yeah, have you got that clip? Yeah, yesterday. You know, we've talked often on this show about the new trend in Australia, driving your car through the front of someone's house.
It's huge.
It's all over.
It's huge.
The Americans always like to go high. Have you got that clip there?
I can't find it at the moment.
I think you'll find it's called Car Through Cinema is what you're looking for.
Joke's not ruined. We'll cut that out when it goes to air.
No, but someone drove a car through a cinema in America. Have a listen.
A car crashed into the cinema as Dreamgirls was on the feature. The ute smashing through a wall and within inches of where the patrons were sitting. Amazingly, no one was hurt despite the damage.
Does that mean not many people are going to Dreamgirls?
Well, I've seen Dreamgirls and I reckon the guys with the car on their lap are better off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would have killed for a car through the cinema.
Thank God that film wasn't better. Those filmmakers have saved lives making it not too good. All right, music. That's what we've got coming up.
Yeah.
All kinds of music on today's Get This. Oh, hang on. Don't hit that button. I've got to mention our sponsor. Oh, it's Ted Blurn.
Oh, the Blurn?
Ted Blurn.
Hey, Blurn.
Listen to what he says. I love your show. I listen to it while I screen pap smears. It keeps me energized. Thank you, Ted Blurn. The Blurninator.
Jeez.
Blurning down the house. What a name. Ted Blurn. I want that guy to be our sponsor forever.
Yeah, he's going to be something one day.
Wow, that's our sponsor. Get
this. Felt like I've never been shot before, but it almost felt like someone shooting you in the head, yeah.
Brought to you by Ted Blurn. Thinking pap smears, think Blurn.
It's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Brought to you by Ted Blurn for this half hour.
Good work, Blurny.
Also, Darren Card has emailed us to say he's enjoying the return of our podcast, trying to get a copy of a legal download. We do still have some copies of our limited edition album.
Yes. Now, if you emailed me and asked me for one and I said you could have one, email again because I deleted them all.
Oh, dear.
That's not going to be rorted at all.
Dear, oh, dear.
Yeah, should have thought about it. Just email in, say you want one, and we'll see how you go.
Our fifth 40-minute podcast for the year is going up today, and it's quite a corker.
Who we got?
There's a bit of Fleety.
Great.
Who else is in there? Oh, I can never remember. I've got to start using those, what are they called, pens a lot more. Oh, it's all I tell you what, it's a whole chunk of Dobbin a Nerd.
Oh, it's Mr. Edgar.
Yeah.
Right.
And some great callers. That bloke who started
Robbins?
The Star Wars room.
Oh, yeah.
Robbins on the last podcast. They're coming thick and fast.
Snatto?
Nothing for Snatto fans, plenty for Marsland fans.
Oh,
I see Alan Bro is in the paper from Spicks and Spicks today.
He knows what's up.
He's certainly a music buff. Mm. I reckon we should get him in here.
That would be good.
Now that he's not on a rival radio station anymore. And he can take you on in some kind of music trivia challenge.
The Wistful Rogue, would, as he's described in the paper
Is
today,
he really? Wistful Rogue?
Would beat me hands down. He's amazing.
Are you sure? I reckon we can take him on.
Well, I reckon you can give him a crack. And if that's a draw, we'll have a tiebreaker.
Lee Simon will be called in to adjudicate.
A kickboxing.
Great.
Kickboxing! That'll take care of it. Hey, you've got some music trivia for us. Now, play us the start of that. What's the deal you've got here?
Oh, okay. Well, we're about to play Silverchair's new song, Straight Lines.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Great song.
Yeah.
And it starts like this.
But what is that?
That's Straight Lines by Silverchair.
Okay.
Okay, and we remarked the other day that it sounded similar to Hard Rains Are Gonna Fall.
Prove it!
Sounds very similar, I think.
Yes.
I mean, it's no, you know, I'm not saying anything bad about Silverchair's song. Because it's a great track.
I think you are, Richard. I think you are saying something bad.
I think
well,
you are
at
as
least
well.
They wrote it themselves. Brian Ferry did a Bob Dylan cover there.
Okay, doubling back now. Shock jock, Richard Barnes.
Yeah,
you can only hear him here.
You are nasty.
I offend
nasty.
People and then apologise.
All right, yeah. Play that Silverchair one and then we'll get up to Talkback Mountain. That's Silverchair here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Richard Marsden, have we had people calling in to say what else that song sounds like?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I love that song, but yeah. John called in to say it also sounds like Flash Gordon. I'm not sure if he means Flash by Queen or the actual Flash Gordon theme.
Oh, right.
Be more specific, people.
Robert said it sounded like Roger Hodgson Sleeping with the Enemy and Chris Who Made Who by AC/DC.
Okay.
If you'd like to call in with your comments, give us a call right now.
Well done.
Are they on the music jury, these people?
They should be. They've certainly got some interesting ideas.
Do they sound like they like ZZ Top?
I think it's all complimentary.
That jury needs to be screened, I'm telling you. Darren Card, I was talking about his email. He likes our podcast, but he says, Tony, my rotten son reckons I am your lookalike. Blokes I used to work with call me Where's Wally, and yes, I do look a bit like that mongrel on the For Dummies books.
Mongrel?
Well, I can go.
What's his problem with that guy?
Because I do look exactly like the guy on the For Dummies books.
Yeah.
But I've gone one better than you, Mr. Card, because Mark Ridley has emailed me with this. This is a very obscure book in the For Dummies series, only available in Canada. It's called Personal Finance for Canadians for Dummies, and it's written by Tony Martin.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, you got your picture next to it and everything.
So there's my name right next to the cartoon of what ostensibly is me.
You could use that as ID.
That is amazing.
That's wonderful.
So that goes.
You know what you do, Tone?
Yeah.
You just paste that into a Spyrex notebook. Yeah. Bang, Canadian passport.
Yeah, you seem to know all about Canada for some reason.
So what are we doing now?
Okay, we're going up Talkback Mountain. Talkback. Everybody. Mountain. Yes, that's where we are. And I'm sorry the thousands of people who have emailed in, including one of our Joels, to say, can that be a ringtone? Because of the soft sell component, it can't be. We don't
Rihanna
have the rights.
Rihanna won't let us.
Although we don't charge for our ringtones.
No, not
We're
at
not
all.
Profiting off them.
Haven't put any up this year, have we?
I think the Henry the Drunk ringtone, if you could just
so
that
Henry
up.
The Drunk's going up?
Yeah, Henry from Police 10-7, the New Zealand version
good.
Of Cops.
We've
a lot
started.
Of people
want
to hear this when their phone rings.
He just got up and said, get the f*** out of my house, we'll pay you back. The reason was he thought I was fiddling with his woman.
Of his woman.
Yeah. I'll pay you back.
Yeah, what does that mean?
That must be a new New Zealand expression. Yeah. I'll ask my sister about that in the next hour. But
as you're running away, you get socked with a pear?
Possibly. Hey, we're playing What Have You Seen?
Mm.
Clips, footage, things you've seen on TV, on YouTube, on the internet. Here's the most...
Out in the street.
Or on that show, The Surreal Life,
on
Foxtel.
Yeah.
We talked about this the other day. I dug out the clip. The most disturbing image this side of a race ahead. I'm telling you, a nude mini-me, drunk, in charge of a tiny little wheelchair, just pissing in the corner.
Oh, delightful.
Nikki saw it. Look at that face.
It was horrible.
That is somebody who's been shocked to their very core. I think we can't really obviously show you it.
No.
And it doesn't make a lot of sound, but you can get the sense of it from this testimony from one of the many sorry celebrities trapped in the house on The Surreal Life. Debrat.
And then, it's the scooter. It's the infamous scooter. Mini-Me is in the damn corner on his scooter, butt-ass naked, peeing. I don't want to see his naked ass no more. I don't want to see his penis no more. So I went to get the savior of the house in this particular situation, which is Chris.
Chris being the middle boy from the Brady Bunch.
Christopher McKnight.
He had to call in to sort things out. And there's just this shot of him for about 20 seconds just staring. It looks like a still shot. It's just him staring at a nude mini-me urinating in the corner of the house going, what has happened to my career?
Because the same thing happened on the Brady Bunch. Remember when Alice? Remember when Alice urinated in the corner of the kitchen?
Oh, when did she stop doing that?
That was to be continued. That one.
It was a beauty. I had to work out whose it was. She came clean in the end.
Sam the Butcher.
Oh, he was involved.
What have you seen, Ed Cavalier?
Nothing as good as that. But the other thing I like about that is the kind of Looney Tunes music underneath to lighten the mood somewhat. Tone, what I've seen is images on the Ethernet of Birdman rallies.
Oh, yes. That, some of that footage is hilarious.
Just beautiful. Now, there was one that I showed you a picture this morning. I said, hey, Tone, I was laughing hysterically at a guy that was wearing a chicken outfit that he'd made. Yeah. So with sort of sponge feathers, a beak, and an old flying, like a leather flying hat with goggles.
Yeah.
And Tony walked past and went, too literal. Just kept walking.
He's gone, yeah, I'll better dress as a bird. That will help. What I love is sponge feathers when you think about it. Now I'm in the water wearing a giant sponge.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a good idea.
I love that Tony's like those judges in Who magazine who judge what people are wearing.
Yeah, that's right.
Except for Birdman rally costumes.
What's hot, what's not for the Birdman rally in 07. And we'll get that guy in.
Wait a second.
Hey, this is good.
Fashion Week's coming up.
Yes.
It's pointless. What we can do is we can bring some substance to it.
And we can get in that guy from Project Runway. The judge that's snooty.
Yes. Is it Blackwell? Or?
This is some of the worst Birdman rally work I've ever seen. And I'm not trying to be obsequious.
Oh, stop.
So many $50 words.
We get that guy in to judge our costumes.
Now we're talking.
This would be great.
Okay, so what do we got? We've got a parade, a Birdman rally parade.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Or you know, Morrissey in the front row and the rest of those kind of shaven headed, oranged faced Sydney types, you know, goatees akimbo.
Yeah, yeah.
And we get some of that action happening and then out to the pier.
And all off the pier.
Straight off the parade leads to a pier.
Then in bringing up the rear, a nude mini-me on a tiny scooter. Still pissing as he
just
plunges
spraying the front row. Get out of the way of that, Perry.
We should do it to kick off Caperl because it's basically fashion-based as well.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Bullymore in the Caperl, in the dirt, in the cape,
hey,
in the dirt.
Bullymore just crashes into the jetty to bring it home. What have you seen, Richard Marsden?
Oh, well, VH1 has all that. They had the Celeb Reality Summer.
Oh, yeah.
And so they've got so many of those shows, all the Flavor Flav one.
Yeah.
There's one with Tom Sizemore.
Oh, that is so sad.
That's like more.
He's quite good. What is it? What's
yeah, he's great, but it's more like the dark side
it's
of your
reality.
It's
the Charlie show. Sheen side of Tom Sizemore. And isn't it just him talking to the camera, Blair Witch style, for much of it?
It's pretty creepy, and Tom Sizemore, I assume, on a crack pipe. But I saw it on a current affair the other night, a parachutist video, amazing video.
Yeah.
Taken in New Zealand, a parachutist actually taping him falling without the parachute opening.
Oh,
so
yeah,
he actually just fell to the ground. Luckily, his fall was broken by a thorn bush. But it's kind of creepy footage, you know. I'm not sure if it's on YouTube, but if you're going to fall, someone else fell into a car park and survived.
Yeah.
But I'd rather take the car park over the thorn bush because there's no infection.
But he... Luckily, his fall was broken by Henry the Drunk from Police 10-7. How did you feel when the man landed on you?
Oh, I felt a bit rat shocked.
Well, did you see, Rich, when his mate ran over to him?
Yeah.
He goes, can you hear me? Can you hear me? And the guy goes, and he goes, how are you?
All right. Okay.
Great, actually.
What have you seen, listeners? Ooh. Call us. Tell us about it. 133353. It's Tom Petty. He won't back down here at Get This on Triple M. We're playing What Have You Seen? Because we love the visual gear of this show. Who have we got in, Cavalier?
Hi, John.
G'day, guys.
What have you seen, bro?
I've seen some guys, they'd taken a car body and then basically put it on backwards. So they had pretty good themselves driving this thing backwards around the street.
So what kind of car would you need for that to work?
Well, it was a front-wheel drive thing.
Right.
And they were driving it sort of arse about, basically.
That's fantastic. Where was this?
It was in Europe somewhere. It had a European name, number plate on it.
Right. So, you know, that'd look great coming through the drive-thru, arse backwards.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That's good. So you're looking essentially through the back windscreen.
I
had a friend who tried to... He had a Kingswood. He lived in Queanbeyan.
Yep.
And he tried to turn it into a convertible. So him and his friends just cut the roof off.
Yeah, well, that would work, wouldn't it?
Well, no. Yeah. No, the car just... It worked for about three suburbs, and they were the toast of the town. And then the car collapsed.
It collapsed. Well, that's a good one. A backwards car.
I like that. Hello, Roger.
Morning, guys.
What have you seen?
Ricky Gervais does an occasional show in the UK called Ricky Gervais Meets.
Yes.
And he's done Larry David, which was just piss funny.
Yeah, and now where are you seeing these?
Well, the first one I saw on YouTube, which was the Larry David one.
Yep. Yeah.
He did two at Christmas time. He did one with Gary Shandling. And Shandling... But Ricky Gervais was like a giggling school kid, and Shandling was basically Larry Sanders. It was quite obnoxious.
Yeah, I heard it was a very weird experience watching that.
Strange vibe.
He did another one just after Christmas with Christopher Guest, and Christopher Guest is notorious as a shocking interviewee.
Yes, he is.
But he was actually really good with Ricky Gervais, probably because they both starred in that For Your Consideration film.
Yeah, no, that's... Nikki, our producer, worked on the panel, and when you said that about Christopher Guest, she started nodding. Very funny man, obviously. But
Roger, yeah, and you know what, Roger? Yeah, well, we've watched them here, of course.
Yeah,
but
I was going to offer them on DVD for a copy of illegal downloads. Mate, there goes that theory.
And now have it anyway. Have it anyway. Put something else on a DVD. Put just yourself. You know, just yourself.
Tony, have you got Spinal Tap Criterion Collection on DVD?
I've got it on Laserdisc, buddy.
I've got it on DVD. I'll send you in a copy for illegal. Sorry.
Do you guys want some time alone?
Buy, swap, or sell.
Yeah. Hey, Roger, you are one of us, bro. Well done. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Hello there. I'm going to go to Jason. Can we go to Jason there? Jason, how are you?
Yeah, g'day, guys. How are you?
Good. What have you seen, mister?
Okay, on YouTube, there was a police woman riding a little trail bike.
Yeah.
Inside the police station.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's...
The thing takes off.
Yep.
She ends up crashing the motorbike into a big filing cabinet that ends up falling on the ground.
Wow, so a policeman has lost control of his vehicle inside the police station.
Female police officer.
That's great. Thank you very much.
If we get a head on between her and Mini-Me, a drunk Mini-Me, then we'd have some YouTube.
Well, she'd have a urine sample quickly, wouldn't she?
Why can't we have that Ricky Gervais series on the ABC here? Or is this not the forum for me to bring that up? Okay, I won't. I won't soil the atmosphere. Did you see Extras last night?
You did.
Oh, it's very funny. Mm. Great. Very funny.
Good show.
There should have been a language warning, but it was very funny.
Good. I think we're done.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Are we going into the next hour already?
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's going to be so much in the next hour. Name that tune with an actual string quartet.
Jeez, that was nerdy. Jeez, that was a beautifully nerdy segment. We asked them what they'd seen.
Yeah.
And if it hadn't been on at midnight, it was only on YouTube. Good effort, guys. Good effort.
More of this.
Very well done.
After the news. Get
this. The kids have spent most of the day rehearsing their performance.
Brought to you by Ben Baker, host of Yorkshire's All the Way from Over There.
Welcome back, everybody.
Classy.
It's the classy second hour of Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Please, a round of applause for my sister, Kerry, if you would. You remember me, Kerry?
Yes, I do.
I'm from the other side of the family.
Yeah.
The crazy side.
Yeah, the unmapped side. There is no family tree. None that could be unfolded in this studio. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about, Ed.
Yeah, too true.
And who have you brought today, Kerry?
I brought along Godiva, my string quartet.
Godiva!
Oh.
And do they nude up?
They do.
They do?
Yes.
You've played orgies.
No,
you've told us that. Yeah. It's on one of our podcasts, one of our most popular podcasts.
Live action. Orgies, as if it's a whole series of orgies that these guys were booked for.
Yes.
The season, the spring orgy season, featuring Godiva.
Hey, do you want to stick around and play, some rock music today?
Yep, we'd love to.
All right, that's going to happen. On Get This. That's Ashley Simpson here at Get This on Triple M Around the Nation because it is classical music today. And in case you're wondering, it's our second hour. This is our new time slot, 11 to 1. A lot of people just getting across it.
Yeah.
Some people like it. Here's what Shakalele says.
Believe me, it's rubbish media. R-U-B-B-S-H. Rubbish media.
Oh.
What are we going to do to impress that guy? More Ashley? More Lala? Two in a row?
What about meeting my recently discovered sister, Kerry Martin?
Kerry Martin.
How are you, Kerry?
I'm very well, thank you, Tony.
We only really get to see each other on the radio.
We do.
Yeah, and you freak her out.
Yeah,
when you, Kerry, you are by far our most like scared-looking guest. and it's only because Tone spends the first 5 minutes going... No gaps, all right? No gaps. It's just a conversation. It's not a quiz. It's more like sticking a microphone in your face.
But I say that if we're having dinner.
Yeah.
No dead air in this meal. It'll test badly.
Doesn't test well.
How are things going with our family?
Oh, very well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, and you?
What's the big controversy down your end of the pool?
Oh, crikey.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nothing you can say on air.
That's good stuff.
Nothing. It's controversial enough that you've brought in this hot string quartet. Yeah. This is your band.
It is. It's Godiva.
Hello, right. Godiva.
Now, is this a pun? Is it Go Diva? Is that what it is?
That's it.
Okay. Because I thought it was Go Diva, a tribute to Stuart Diver.
Oh, no.
Well known.
Okay, she's
it's
leaving.
Chocolates, it's everything you want it to be.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to have some Name That Tune action later in the show. Tell us who you've been touring with recently, just you on up north Queensland.
Oh, that was last year, I think. We went touring with Glenn Shorrock.
Oh, how was that?
Wendy Matthews. It was great.
Yeah.
It's really fun. We went for a month around North Queensland and.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tell me about, because we have a history of bizarre coincidences in our family.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what happened on the bus.
Well, in the first rehearsal, I was introducing myself to the section, and I was shaking hands with a violinist who looked a bit older than me, and asked him his name, and he said Brindley White, and I realised it was my first violin teacher when I was 4 years old back in New Zealand.
Wow. Four?
Yeah. It was very crazy, because I told him my name, and he didn't recognise me, and then he came back the next day with a newspaper clipping that we'd had taken on my first day of my first violin lesson.
So that was when you were four, and do you mind saying how old you are now?
27.
Oh, wow. How's that?
And were you a prodigy?
No.
Were you destined for stardom right from the get-go?
Clearly, but not on the violin.
How do you learn the violin when you're four? What size is it?
It's a 16th.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
A 16th of the size of a normal violin?
Yep.
Wow.
Tiny.
And what kind of insane parents do we have?
Well, you know about that.
Which parent do you share?
We've got the same dad.
Different
mums.
Okay. So, Tone, why didn't you get any music? Why weren't you pushed towards an instrument?
I've seen you play violin.
Have you?
How did you
get... Kath and Kim! How embarrassing is that? I didn't even know that Kerry existed. And then we meet, and she goes, I'm a violin, you know, prodigy.
I wish I'd met you before that.
An award-winning violinist from New Zealand. And I go, yeah, seen me on Kath and Kim? They spent hours in the editing room. They could not make that footage of me fit any piece of music they could find. But hang on, so this guy, you're four. So what's happening is our dad going, right, it'll be violin for you.
Yeah,
I think. I mean, do you have any choice in it when you're four?
No, I think that's what the parents like about it.
Right. Okay. There's none of
what
that.
What did you get? What did you get? Tone?
Comics, mostly.
Really?
Yeah. There was very little encouragement to do, mostly just to go outside and stand in the road while some plates were smashed. That was pretty much most nights at our house. Not a lot of music. The music of domestic violence obviously has its own certain ring. Oh, look, the show's turning ugly. It is. It's that kind of
good
family.
Good times.
Yeah, yeah. You've got some stories like this, Nick Cavill.
Of course I do.
We'll do a segment. We'll do a segment on your family.
Yeah, right.
So, you're doing a show. Now, we're not even allowed to talk about what it is you're doing, why you're in town.
It's a highly, highly secretive at the moment.
Why is it highly secret?
It's a TV show.
Ooh.
Was I not even meant to say that?
I don't know.
And why wouldn't they want us to say what it is?
Mornings with Carrie Ann.
No, you've been on that
there,
though.
That.
Really?
Yeah, where was that?
How was it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. Yep.
What was it? What were you doing?
We were backing a few Italian singers like Patrizio Buoni and Vittorio Gregorio.
Ooh,
wow. Fancy.
Something like that.
Did Carrie Ann say hello? Did she come over?
Yeah, she always comes over and goes, oh, you girls look glam. And then the Italian boys always say, oh, you look glam to her.
It's all going on. Hello. I was watching this morning. It was some kind of strip show, I think, that was on Carrie Ann.
Really?
I think it's Fashion Week, but it's focusing mainly on underwear.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I saw Leo Sayer on there.
Yeah. He was clothed.
Yeah.
Mercifully. Hey, we want to hear some of this string gear. So we're not allowed to say that show.
No.
What exactly would happen if we were to? We would bring bad publicity to it?
It would be
you guys
very
get
naughty.
Sacked?
We would get sacked. We'd be wiped off.
No, we don't want that.
So
it's in our contract.
But wouldn't it be good publicity for the show?
Well, you'd think so, but... That's the rule.
That's the rule.
Them's the rules.
Them's the rules.
Okay, we'll be back with classical music next. I'll get this. Oh, that's very squeaky of you, Edwin Collins. A girl like you would get this around the nation on Triple M. My sister Kerry is here today with her string quartet because, well, we can't say exactly why.
They're taking
part in something on the television that may or may not feature stringed instruments. Okay. Hey, you know, I always get asked about you because you're mentioned in my book. You're only four lines, but for some reason that's the thing I get most asked about.
Really?
Tell me about, I've got another brother, haven't I, on your side? There's another one. There's Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Was he the one you catch up with via blog?
Yeah, no, that's he's in another wing of the family.
Okay.
That's we have the same mother.
No, yeah.
That one. That's Michael.
Michael.
Yeah, yeah,
although he's recently changed his name.
To?
Well, I shouldn't say.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's trying to avoid my mother. So he moved to another town and changed his name. Well, and I couldn't contact him for 7 years.
But not his appearance.
No.
So if she was to go there and see him,
yeah,
she'd say, hey, son, yeah. And he'd say, no, no, I'm, you know, Richard Marsland.
You've had a bit of this, haven't you?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's always every few years we have an event where another member of the family gets unveiled.
Yeah.
It's quite nice.
Aren't you half Chinese?
Sorry?
Aren't you half
Chinese? No, my last name is Thai Chinese because my sister is half Thai.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. We all clear on each other's bios.
We're good like that?
Yeah. But explain this brother of mine. So this is someone else that we have the same dad.
Yep.
Couldn't be less like me.
Oh,
outside all the time. Never goes inside.
He cycled 3,000 k's in 3 weeks last October.
He hasn't cycled that much in 42 years. And what does he do? He's a whitewater rafting instructor?
No, he's a...
yes, he was at one point.
Yeah, he's a sea kayak instructor.
Oh, yep. Well.
And, right. And at other times, he was a cycle courier.
Right. And where is he now?
He's in New Zealand, but he's just planning a trip from Scotland to Turkey.
And what does he do for a job?
Isn't there water in the middle of that?
What?
This guy's incredible. Aqua biking.
How old is he?
He's 34, just on the day before Valentine's Day.
And when's he going to get a job?
Oh, that's what my dad and mum keep up.
Oh, bet.
What's his job? To bike places?
Yeah.
That's
and
a pretty good
guide heat. People doing it. Yeah, he took me. He guided me and made me do like 150 k's a day, and my knee went bunk.
What a nightmare! Why would he do that?
When he could be staying up with you, Tone, till 1 a.m.
Watching YouTube,
recording Late Line.
We are fairly nerdish in here, Kerry. In case you haven't guessed, and we've had an email from Dave who says, you know, in order to toughen up our image on the show,
yeah, we need to. I think I'm gonna. We've got to become more blokey.
Yeah, he
especially
says,
Marsland and I are going to be more blokey.
We've got to do it in stages. He says, what you guys need to do is have a get this video store riot. Like that one that was in Noble
That's
Park.
That's a good idea.
In Victoria.
That's a good idea.
We trash a video shop.
Yeah.
He says,
but I couldn't bring myself to do it. I couldn't trash a good title.
No. Well, he says, being careful only to destroy romantic comedy starring Jennifer Lopez.
Cop that, me in Manhattan.
So, yeah, that work?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I quite like a rom-com, though.
Yeah. What's your favourite? Do you like a romantic comedy, Kerry?
Oh, yes. Yeah, everybody does.
What's your favourite one?
Yeah,
exactly. What's your favourite
film? Matrix.
The Matrix. It's so romantic.
I cried, it's a rom.com. I cried at the end.
What was it, Richard?
It was a rom.com.
Oh, bang.
Yeah.
I think that's an out cue. We can't
is
top
it,
that.
Are you serious?
Back with more Get This in a moment. It's Get This, that's Flowers. Nay Ice House here at Triple M. My sister's string quartet. Can you hear that? I love that tuning up.
Same here.
What's that number called?
Tuning.
Just tuning.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Works. I like it.
All right. Probably enough of that now. It's not testing well.
You guys are sounding sharp, I think. Yeah.
The demographic love it.
Do you need an electric drum machine?
Oh yes.
Get that involved.
Richard is the king of the Richard of the
Charlene
of the
5000
drum machine.
Yeah, the Charlene 5000.
Yeah, we're going to bring that back this year.
Yeah, I can bring in the digital drum kit for sure.
I was given a digital drum kit by a journalist from Melbourne, Mr. Steve Walden.
What's up, Walds?
Does a bit of work for The Age. And he gave me this tiny micro jammer drum machine. Have you ever seen one of these, Kerry?
Certainly have. It looks like a metronome.
Yeah. Have you never... Right, you haven't played with this kind of stuff. Oh, well, I guess more musical side of the family
That's
over
right.
here.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. It's a very tiny electronic drum machine.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have a
drum... Don't push me, because I'm close to the edge.
Yeah, that's hours of fun. That's a very useful addition to the orchestra here at Get This.
We could have a drum and bass night.
Can we? Can we do that?
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk New Zealand first, though. Kerry, perhaps you can help with this correspondent, David. He says, my friends and I are planning a trip to New Zealand. We've never been, and I was wondering if Tony might have some suggestions for interesting places to visit. Obviously, we are nerds, brackets. We're going for a comic convention.
Yeah.
My companions want to take pictures of things they've seen in Lord of the Rings. I'm hoping to track down Dave Dobbin. What else is found on those islands? What would you recommend?
I don't think that's sort of my field. I'm be sending them up mountains and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, they won't like that.
What about you, Tone? You know some of the indoor areas.
Real Groovy Records, Queen Street, Auckland. Bang! Hours of fun.
Really?
Hours of fun.
What else, Tone? How else do you avoid the sun down there?
Oh, the cinemas. They have the cinemas. You can okay. go there. Video shops. We've got everything.
What about...
It's a tourist paradox.
What about really dodgy local theatre? Any of that?
Ah, so many to choose from.
Really?
The Lido in Auckland, that'd be the go.
What are they putting there. On?
Oh, that's where you might see No Retreat, No Surrender.
What, a stage play of the action film?
No, this is like
oh, right.
the film
Sorry.
Itself still playing.
Oh, really? That'd be good.
Possibly with a sequel.
Oh, No Retreat, No Surrender 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, not even Van Damme signed up for that bad boy.
My sister's leaving the room.
Ah, dear.
No, that's not the bit where you leave the room.
She took her cue.
That's later.
That was great.
She's following her cue sheet.
Very well.
We'll get to the classical music in a moment. People do that. Do people ever ask you about Lord of the Rings locations?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they ask where the big statues are.
The big statues
yeah,
in the
middle. Float along and go
are you
between.
Kidding me?
In the first one at the end when they get to that, yeah. whatever it is.
So hang on a sec. So they've watched the Lord of the Rings film.
Yeah.
Electronic effects are go-go. Mm. They've yeah. gone zillions and zillions of orcs. Mm. You know what? Probably not that many. There's probably some digital effects.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's not that many dragons yeah. in New Zealand.
Yeah.
But those two giant statues, yeah. they must be real.
That's right. And I'm sure that that Gollum bloke's still kicking yeah. about. Working in a dairy somewhere.
The Gollum reality tour.
In his jersey. Well, what else can we recommend? Not much.
Really?
There's heaps there.
No, go to that Waiheke, that island my mum used to live on.
Really?
Your with her two, used yeah, to live with her on two, her do, her two best friends on Waiheke were called Steve No Teeth and Steve No Shoes. One guy was called wow. Steve, had no shoes. Other guy, no teeth.
Isn't that the island Rod Stewart bought? Didn't he buy an island?
He can't buy Waiheke.
They've got a sewage disposal thing called Mike's Takeaways that comes and picks up everybody's sewage.
I'm sorry, who
really?
Rod Stewart? Rod Stewart has his own sewage delivery.
Waiheke Island.
Oh, Waiheke Island oh, right. itself. Okay. All right. I think I did go there as a kid. And there was a... we don't have time for that. We don't have... It's going to get ugly. And
okay.
people will be named and Kerry will storm from the studio.
Really?
We want some classical music. Do you want to go and set up your band?
Yeah, can I go this
your
time?
Your quartet, yes. That's where you leave. Get tuned up. Yeah. And just checking for stories we missed in the newspaper. Now, this is a very disturbing story, and I'm not trying to make fun of it, but a notorious pedophile was in court yesterday, and they can't show a photograph of him in the papers today, in the Herald Sun in Melbourne, so they've got one of the sort of drawings that
oh,
they
yeah.
do.
The sketch artist.
The sketch artist. Now, I'm going to pass it to you. What is odd about that picture of that bloke in court, Mr. Cavalier?
He's got headphones on.
He's got headphones on in court. He's wearing an iPod in court.
Is he bored?
Is that allowed now? I mean, I'm not getting that wrong, am I?
No, look at that, Rich.
Headphones, either, I mean, I can't.
He's either got amazingly, he's either got really strange ears or they're headphones.
Well, is the courtroom artist just, he's done the picture and he's a bit bored and he's going, oh, I'll add a moustache. I'll add some head.
Viking hat.
Skateboard.
Oh, I've got to hand this in, do I? Can you wear headphones
nah.
in the courtroom?
No, definitely not.
How do you respond, sir, to these appalling allegations? Oh, sorry, Honor, what was that? The girl's happy. I was just listening to the new Get This podcast. Guilty! We're coming back to play Name That Tune with a string quartet next on Get This.
Get This.
It's just a load of bollocks. It is an absolute load of bollocks.
Brought to you by Claire Bear and Nico. Back to bed, guys.
Triple M. Triple M over and over again. Because we have a string quartet in the studio.
Yeah,
it's not happened before. My sister Kerry is here. Kerry, explain what this is all about. What instruments are they?
This is Godiva String Quartet. We have Leah on the viola.
Oh,
so Leah.
Yes.
Now, viola is like a violin that's bigger for anyone playing along at home.
That's right. And we've got Harriet on the cello.
Harriet.
Oh, yes.
Woo! And Anna.
Anna.
Anna on violin.
Another violin.
Yes.
What's the matter? Anna couldn't find something else to play or... Yeah.
No. Anna plays second violin, which me and I play sort of the higher register. She plays the lower register.
Right. Awesome. And what sort of acts have you played with? Kanye, wasn't it?
Kanye.
Oh,
yep.
Yes.
Which was a bring on for you too, which was pretty exciting because there were like 70,000 people.
Wow. And what was going on backstage there?
Oh, very tasty food treats in Kanye's dressing room.
Oh, did you go into Kanye's dressing room?
I did actually, because it was just the curtain between us. And we actually thought it was our dressing room to start with, and we started tucking into his nuts.
Look out. Tucking into Kanye's nuts.
Nut digger.
All right. leave it alone. Move on. And who else have you played with?
Orgies?
No. Glenn Shorrock and Wendy Matthews and Doug Parkinson, Ella Jones.
There was an orgy, though.
And then who else have we played with?
I mean, there actually was.
There was.
Yeah.
Someone back us
Missy
up.
Missy Higgins.
Yeah, we talked about it last time.
What?
Was that a clothes
Guy gig? Sebastian.
Oh, Guy Sebastian. Wow,
you strange orgy, this.
Missy And tell me, show us how, can I just take the violin off you?
Can't
I'm not even allowed
it.
To
can
touch
it. Can I have a go?
It.
Not a chance.
I'm not related enough to touch the violin. I'm only half related.
I've tickled the ivory. I could have a go.
Yeah, ivory's a bit different to this.
Yeah. What about the air violin? Did you see that Ian Healy?
Yes.
How was his technique? How would you rate it?
Quite good, actually. A bit of limp wrist, right hand.
Oh, a bit of limp wrist. Well, there's the irony. There's the irony.
Lovely.
Cop that.
Lovely.
A limp wristed. Oh, maybe that's what he intended.
No, that's it. Less offensive. Less offensive.
We're going to play Name That Tune. So, do you want to step over to the band area, which is just the corner of the studio?
Pit? The pit? So we Okie doke. So, how does this work, Tune?
Just move that box of Marty Sheargold's complaint correspondence aside. You'll be by for that soon. Well, give us an example. Tell you what, just what are you ready to go with at the moment?
I want to hear Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Let's hear what that sounds like on a string quartet. Take it away, Godiva. You're listening to Triple M around the nation. Seriously, do we take the music here?
And I love it when your sister is like giving it some for the big rock bit.
Yes.
Picking away.
And we're all holding little Lucifers aloft to the studio. It's beautiful. Let's play Name That Tune.
Oh, so good.
Are you ready to be stumped and challenged here, Kevin?
By what?
All right. Just can you
Hang
give
on a sec. What are we doing? This is just any tune that you guys are going to pick.
Something you reckon we wouldn't know. Hit us.
I don't know. I feel like Twinings.
Yeah. Oh, I know this one.
Rachmaninoff.
Come Said the Boy, Mondo Rock.
Eskimo Joe, Never Ending Story.
Bad Habits by Billy Field. No, wrong. How would you like to be stumped?
Jive Bunny? That was Jive Bunny.
By a string quartet.
Jive Bunny. I got
Call
it.
Us
Jive
up Bunny. And play Name That Tune with my sister and Godiva. 133353. Thank you very much. John Butler Trio. Funky tonight.
He just doesn't sound as you know.
He needs a quartet.
He does, doesn't he? Yeah.
That's right. In case you were wondering, that selection we were listening to before, my sister Kerry and her string quartet, Godiva.
Probably Mozart, I reckon.
You were right.
Yeah, probably the third or something.
No, it's, what was it called again? Divertimento in D.
I only know it in the Italian. Verendo. Yeah, it's different.
We'll have heaps.
It sounds different in the studio, you know what I mean?
Divertimento double shots coming up in the next hour, but we're playing Name That Tune with a live string quartet in the studio. Who have we got?
Hi, Tom.
G'day.
Get ready to be stumped.
Make it an easy one.
There we go. And remember, if you get this right, a copy of our album, our limited edition album, illegal download.
Get it wrong? Nothing.
Oh, come on.
No. Let's go. Oh,
what
do you reckon,
it?
Tom? It's not um.
No, I know. And I'm having a mental blank. Did I get half of it right?
Yeah, what did you say, Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Half an album coming your way, bro. The cover.
Just the cover coming your way. It was, of course, Smooth Criminal.
Thank you for playing. You win. We'll send you one, Tommy.
And who could forget Alien Ant Farm's version?
I saw them do it live.
Did you just?
Underwhelming.
Station promotion?
Big time.
I'll bet it was.
All right, hello, Mitchell.
Hello, how are you, boys?
Good, mate. Ready to be stumped?
Oh, we'll see.
Okay. All right, selection two. Wow, what was that?
Oh, they don't want to play it again, do they?
No, their contract won't allow for that, I'm afraid. It's the theme to a movie. It was
That's good, because I was going to say Cisco Song Song. So
yeah,
the
Fox Song. No, that's not what it is. But there was some kind of fancy-ass remix of it recently.
Yeah, there was, by the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
That pretty much just took the whole song.
Is that giving it away?
Oh, if you gave me a hint to who was in the movie, that would probably help.
Oh, you might remember a certain John Travolta?
Dom DeLuise?
No Dom DeLuise, yes to John Travolta.
How new are we talking, boys?
1994.
Mitchell.
Oh, that's not that near.
Complete this sentence. Pulp.
Fiction.
Pulp Fiction! It's the theme to Pulp Fiction. There it was.
You win. And only four hints.
We'll send him the album that goes with that cover.
Yeah, Dom DeLuise was in that. His scene got cut out. Hello, Brent. How are you?
He was the gimp.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
All right. Whenever you're ready, go.
Okay, here we go. It's one we play on this show quite a bit.
Not anything by Nickelback, is it?
No. The best possible guess, but no. No, I'm afraid. Should we say what it is?
Yep.
Lenny Kravitz, are you going to go my way? Can we hear that one again?
Yeah, because I didn't get that one either.
Because that stumped me as well. Here it goes. Take two.
Oh, I got it now.
There you go.
There it is.
Put the tight pants on. Let's meet contestant four.
Hi, Cecilia. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. Ready to be stumped?
Absolutely.
Great.
All right, take it away.
They're getting shorter. I was just getting into that, Cecilia.
Was that Highway to the Danger Zone?
No. Have you been electrocuted? what that was. Do we want more?
Yeah. Let's hear it
one
again.
One more.
So good. Surely you know that one.
That was the final countdown.
Yeah. Of course it is, by Europe.
So coming your way. Hello, Laura. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good, thank you. Ready for the thong song?
Yep, sure.
Okay, take it away.
Selection five. Surely you know what that one is.
Big hit at the orgies.
Sorry, I'm a classical musician.
Okay, you probably got that Mozart one earlier.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Do you want to hear that one again?
That would be good.
All right, take it away again, ladies. Come on, you must know that one.
Oh, you're going to hate me. No, I have no clue.
Ed, what was it?
That was Lady Marmalade.
Marmalade.
Yeah.
Marmalade.
You know what? You may have an album anyway.
Yes, all right.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
How are you going?
What? There's no more?
Yeah.
Chris, poor old Chris has rung in. Can we make one up?
Can we make one up? Can we get them to improvise? It's bebop classical music now, is it? Nah.
Just
give him some easy Mozart.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
There we go. Okay.
Come on, and the
what's it called, Chris?
We would accept on hold at Telstra. What's that actually called? That one?
I would have a clue. I know it's old.
Oh, look, that gets an album. It certainly is old.
I know it's old.
It definitely is old. Thank you to everybody who called in to play Name That Tune. There's more. Get this in a moment on Triple M. That's Tal Buckman winding up another round of Get This on Triple M around the nation.
Hello.
Kerry, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, do you want to be impressed by the musical talent we have right here in this studio?
Yes, please.
In this studio. Oh, man. This was from last year.
Yeah.
And we played this on our final show of last year.
Yep.
We've had so many requests. Mm-hmm. Let's enjoy it once more.
They are the great voices of our time. Sinatra.
What is this thing called love?
Orbison.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman. Tiptoes to my room every night.
Marsland.
After all is said and done.
Okay.
The race is not over. It's almost done. You're a winner.
That's right. Richard Marsland. You've heard his Guzzy Sampson.
Nice crackle.
You've heard his weekly acting masterclass.
You can take my license, but you'll never take my tequila.
And you've heard his over 2,500 Wikipedia nicknames.
Marslando Calrissian.
That's my favourite.
Now, at last, the man some call Armitage Shanks puts his golden tonsils to work on the classics.
Move in violations when I move. Watch me. Move in violations when I move. Watch me.
Listen as he shares the love around.
You've got the touch. You've got the power. You've got the touch.
It's that Marslin sound he's made his own.
After all is said and done.
After all is said and done, who else can faithfully recreate the sound of George Zamfir's pan flute? You will believe a man can whistle.
You're listening to Triple M.
Yeah, okay.
Or KFM in Newcastle.
And who needs a drum machine when you've got the Marsland 5000?
All right. Brought to you by Michael Winslow from Police Academy.
Put them all together and you've got the Richard Marsland Wall of Sound.
Watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me.
After all is said and done.
Watch me. Race is not over. It's almost done. You're a winner.
Move in violations when I move.
Watch me.
You've got the power.
Watch me.
You can take my license.
Watch me.
You've got the power.
You'll never take my tequila.
You've got the power.
Nice crackle.
That's just how seriously we take the music again. It's time for us to sign off.
Kerry, high notes.
If people want to know more about your string quartet and where they're performing and what they're up to, global management
or global music management.
Global music management, pardon me, .com.au or stringsource.com.au. Thanks for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you, Tony.
I'll see you at our next family reunion.
Great.
Be nice.
And how's the way? She's just running over to her quartet.
So good. She's so much happier over there, Tony.
And she sees more of them than she sees of me.
Oh,
oh look, we are, well, tomorrow, so much going on, but I think our key phrase... Hey, I just want to mention one thing for our Melbourne listeners, just quickly. We love to support community television.
Do we what?
Channel 31, The Bazura Project.
Yep.
Is on your community TV tonight at 9 o'clock. It's a show that it's described as slightly shambolic and it constantly takes the piss. So we're right
there
behind
we go.
Top view. Our key phrase today, I think, was...
Thank you.
so inspiring. I'm going to make something with my life.
And we'll be back tomorrow something. With Cal Wilson.
Yes.
And it's all thanks to As Yet Nobody.